It's time to beat Bernie.
It's time to beat Bernie.
Sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters.
You think you can beat Bernie?
Good luck.
It's time to beat Bernie.
All right, before we get to beat Bernie, I want to remind you folks, 77 WABC and Ramsey Mazda back the blue. Nobody does it like this station. John and Margot Katsimatidis, Chad and us, Bernie and Sid. Join us on Thursday, October the 21st, that is a week from today, as we give a heartfelt and much-deserved thank you to law enforcement officers across the nation. 77 WABC and Ramsey Mazda, we back the blue, and it comes up a week from today right out here on 3rd Avenue. All right, let's play the game. Mary is in my borough.
I was there yesterday in Coney Island.
Brooklyn. She is a retired special ed teacher. Mary, good morning, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning, Sid. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you. Where in Brooklyn are you, Mary?
I'm in Bay Ridge.
Are you in Bay Ridge? Very, very nice. Almost went there for lunch. Where are you in Bay Ridge?
Excuse me, 91st Street.
Okay, beautiful. Spent a lot of time there. I went to Poly Prep, of course, off of Dyker End, I believe.
No.
Yep. Love that. Love that neighborhood, Bay Ridge, Brooklyn. It's a great place. And how long are you retired now, Mary?
10 years.
10 years. So what do you do by day? You just get up in the morning, have your coffee, listen to us. And what else does Mary do on a daily basis?
I read. I paint. I'm going to Florida on Saturday.
What, for like the whole like fall and winter?
For like a month to visit my daughter. She moved down there.
Where does she live?
She lives in Boynton Beach.
Oh, very, very nice. Now, just north of me, where I lived in Boca for 16 years. Very, very nice. All right. Well, it sounds like you've got a beautiful life. You've got a daughter. You've got Florida. You're living in Bay Ridge. Sounds like everything is going very, very well. So to win today's game would really be icing on the cake. Isn't that right?
I think so.
All right, sweetheart. Well, here we go. Here's number one. Who was a longtime Minnesota senator who became vice president in 1965 and then went back to the Senate in 1970 after losing a presidential bid?
Oh.
Very famous Minnesotan. My cousin actually beat his son.
Dole?
No, incorrect.
Wrong, you two-legged back of anthrax.
Hubert Humphrey is who we're looking for there.
Oh.
What Kellogg's brand cereal is represented by the mascot Cornelius Rooster?
It's like cornflake?
Yes, cornflake? Very good. You got cornflake. Cornelius Rooster. James Madison and Woodrow Wilson both graduated from this New Jersey university.
Rutgers.
Oh,
you two-legged back of anthrax, you'll be Jesus.
No, Princeton. They're smarter than the Rutgers. In 2000, the state of Alabama voted to end a 1901 ban on what type of marriage? Easy.
Common law?
Oh, no, sweetheart.
Wrong, you two-legged back of anthrax, you'll be Jesus.
Interracial. And finally, what is the only national memorial found in South Dakota's Black Hills National Forest? Give you a hint, four presidents.
Oh, I was there, Mount Rushmore.
There you go, baby girl. All right, Mary, you got two right. And we'll see if Bernie does any better. Either way, you're going to Boynton Beach tomorrow and the world is good, right?
Yes.
Go to Delray Beach for dinner, Atlantic Avenue. It's very, very good. A lot of good spots.
I have a wedding there in Delray on the 6th.
Oh, you're going to Delray on the 6th?
Yeah, I have a wedding there.
Oh, very, very nice. Okay, well, Atlantic Avenue was great. You'll love it there. All right, let's put Mary on hold. And here comes Bernard. Doing his Instagram video. You can watch that at It's Bernie and Sid. At It's Bernie and Sid. Three right gets you a win today, okay? Good looking.
I like what I hear.
All right. Who was the longtime Minnesota senator who became vice president in 1965 and then went back to the Senate in 1970 after losing a presidential bid?
That would be, and who names their child Hubert?
I know.
I mean, that would be.
He did.
Hubert Humphrey.
He did.
What a name, huh?
He named his son Hubert.
There was a junior?
Norm Coleman kicked his ass.
Hubert Humphrey Jr.
Yes, and Norm kicked his ass.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
And that would have been a question.
He actually beat Humphrey Jr. in the gubernatorial race, but he lost to Jesse Ventura.
Ah.
I saw Al Franken on TV actually a couple of minutes ago. That Minnesota jerk. Number two. What Kellogg's brand cereal is represented by the mascot Cornelius Rooster?
I would imagine that's cornflakes, right?
Yeah. I haven't had cornflakes in my whole life. I eat Frosted Flakes every morning, but I can't eat cornflakes.
Cornelius Rooster, not to be confused with, what's his name from the cartoon?
Foghorn Leghorn?
Foghorn Leghorn. I said, boy, you about as sharp as a bowling ball, boy.
I knew exactly where you were going with that, too. Number three.
Foghorn Leghorn.
James Madison and Woodrow Wilson both graduated from this New Jersey university.
James Madison and, well, it would be Princeton.
She said Rutgers, but they're a little smarter than that. Jimmy Gandolfini went to Rutgers, though. He's a smart guy. No?
But he ain't Woodrow Wilson.
No, he's not. No. In fact, nobody's Woodrow Wilson except for Woodrow Wilson.
And by the way, he wasn't, you know, for all his intelligence, he wasn't that smart.
No, he wasn't. No, he was a very good actor, and he loved his prawns.
Woodrow Wilson?
Oh. In 2000, the state of Alabama voted to end a 1901 ban on what type of marriage?
That would be, it's either interracial or...
Or?
It would be, what the hell do you call that?
Gay?
I would say interracial.
Yeah. He actually said common law. That's when you have no faith left in the country.
Or, you know, marrying your brother.
Right, well, that's not outlawed.
It's not?
Of course not. They still do it in West Virginia and in Alabama, all these places. Yeah.
Even guys marry their brothers?
That's what happened to Joe Biden.
Not in Mississippi, they
don't. No, they don't. What is the only national memorial found in South Dakota's Black Hills National Forest?
Well, it would be the Mount Rushmore.
Wow. 5 for 5. Again, you're hot lately, man. You're on fire.
I mean...
You in fuego, like Dan Patrick would say.
I don't know what to say.
You read a lot of books.
Let me
ask you, what does reading a lot of books have to do with him knowing the answer to cornflakes? I'm just curious.
Nothing.
Okay.
And for that particular question, absolutely nothing.
Okay.
Do you write the questions?
No. No, I don't. Okay. Matt Meany's been writing the questions.
I think Meany writes them.
All right, I see.
Yeah. Anyway, 5-2 is your final score. Mary's very sweet. She's on her way to Boynton Beach in Delray Beach. She was a teacher. She's in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn. And you beat her, but she's a very, very nice lady. Mary, say hello to Bernard.
Hello, Mary.
Hi, Bernie.
Are you leaving Brooklyn for good to go to Florida?
No, I'm just visiting my daughter, but I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, who isn't? Yeah, no doubt. Things are, the city's not that great. The state stinks, period. I don't know about where you are in Brooklyn, but Florida seems to be the it place.
My daughter told me that the governor, Hochul, wants to... force mandates on people that want to get driver's licenses. Did you hear about that?
No, that's a new one. Wow.
Can you find out about that if they want to renew their license or if they want? Because then I'm definitely out of here.
You know, as soon as we get off the air here, I will Google that. I had not heard that, but at some point these things are going to go to the courts, and the courts are going to say, I'm sorry, you can't do that. You can't do it. Listen, you are a retired special ed teacher. I don't know.
Actually, I was retired as an early childhood teacher. I started my career in special ed.
Oh, because for the life of me, I don't know how anybody could be a special ed teacher. And listen, I have all the compassion in the world. But that is brutal, especially the public special ed classes. I mean, those kids are really out of control. It's just tough. So I was going to heap a lot of praise on you. But, Mary, now I have to withdraw it because you quit.
I didn't quit.
Well, listen, anyway, you're a very nice lady. We thank you. Enjoy your trip down to Florida. Thanks for listening to the Bernie and Sid show, and thanks for playing.
I listen every morning.
Well, thank you. And don't forget, you can listen in Florida, too. You can listen anywhere in the world. Just download the free 77 WABC app, and you can watch me and Bernie from Florida or anywhere in the world. Just go to WABCRadio.com. That's WABCRadio.com.
You know, if you missed out on the chance to play Beat Bernie, listen tomorrow at 9:40 and try again. Or you can take a stab at the $1,000 Minute on The Other Side of Midnight, hosted by Frank Morano each weekday morning. The Other Side of Midnight is Monday through Thursday. It's great. Or Sunday through Thursday, actually.
Right.
But every weekday morning at 4:30, you have the chance to win $1,000 if you can answer 10 consecutive questions correctly in 1 minute. So listen to The Other Side of Midnight with Frank Morano, 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. weekdays, for entertaining and informative talk and the $1,000 Minute.
We'll close out the show. 1-800-848-WABC, 1-800-848-9222. Your chance to talk to Bernie and Sid is next.
WABC.